Thanks for joining me for this webcast, Purity. Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart. Now that's looking at Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I have not had for the past 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 days the purest heart that I possibly could have had. Not as a Christian. As a matter of fact, depression, dealing with the difficulties of this life, having to deal with the mannerisms of the way fate brings reality, has caused me to, I think for the past few days, be in a flux, kind of like a perplexing situation. I'm sure none of you know what I'm talking about. You have absolutely no idea because your lives are so. And I'm not trying to be facetious. As the birds chirp, let me tell you this. The light rain that fell has fallen and watered the grass and wet the streets and the sidewalks and is gone until possibly after New Year's Day. But there is a mist in my life that I'm going to talk about, and the only way that I can be rid of it is to talk about purity from God's vantage point. Blessed are the pure in heart. One writer said that this is the only answer for your question about relationships between young men and young women. There has to be a purity of heart. The fight against the tempter goes on everywhere, even in my life, even in your life. For those of you young men out there that seem to say, when will it end? It won't. It will be consistent as it goes on. Jesus says that we should rather pluck out an eye than to look lustfully at a woman or at a man. It is only in this attitude that we can have a pure heart. Now, I know that this is difficult in a day and age that we live in, because we live in a particular day and age where there seems to be no purity anywhere. It's on the billboards, it's on the commercials on television, it's everywhere we look. We can't get away from it. We're bombarded by a lack of purity in this culture of ours. But we can take this attitude, and then God will help us to victory. This is a webcast for me. For me. Purity of heart comes as a gift of God. And the church must fight to protect it, to perceive it, to allow this purity to penetrate our hearts and to drive us every day in every particular way that we can live in this purity. And this is what I'm going to talk about on this webcast. We oppose lust just as much as we oppose private property and the spirit of murder. Purity is God's will for us. And each of us, including myself, needs to know that. Now, the devil doesn't want us to know anything like that. The devil doesn't even want us to think about those things. What he wants to do is he wants to have us accentuate the positive and the negative and all that. No. We must not underestimate the armies of impure spirits that drive us to evil, especially during holiday times. The parties, the family acquaintances, all these things are designed by the enemy to bring us down. I know for sure, because at times, being a single man now, it's time for me to think as a single man. No, it's not. It's time for me to constantly think as a Christian man, to keep my mind focused, to keep my hand on the plow. When we play with impurity, we put ourselves under the dominion of demons, and our sexuality, which is meant to be a wonderful experience of God, becomes a terrible, life-destroying experience. Any of you guys know what I'm talking about? This is true not only in prostitution, but also when a person satisfies himself through committing impure acts on his own body. And many of us Christians are guilty of that. It's impurity any way you look at it. Oh, I know this is going to be a difficult webcast for many because, yeah, but God knows my needs. Yeah, he also knows that he can meet all of your real needs according to his riches in glory. A man should not think that he can indulge in evil things without suffering harm from it. He hurts God and himself in doing so. This is what we must believe. We must believe this. Because when we do these things, we allow evil spirits to dwell within us. Now, here's some of the things that, you know, we get in trouble with. Because, yeah, but if you're a Christian, you can't have, Pastor John, evil spirits in you. Can you be a Christian? And you can allow them. You can allow them the right to come into your spirit, into your body. Yes, you can. Some of us have learned how to control them. But at the same time, we unconsciously and unwillingly are not ready to admit that we affirm the pleasure that they bring to us. Devils of whose cruel character he has no inkling, and an atmosphere of evil will comes from these devils. We know that. We play with it. But Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, my friends, this blatant impurity shows itself on our television, in our magazines, and in our movies. It is publicly committed crime. We must protest it. We must continuously speak against it. Even when an entire society refuses to do so, we must become that beck and call, that heartfelt surrender to God Almighty to fight it. I know it's hard. It is very difficult to do that. At times you think that you're standing alone, but you must stand there. I like the way that Paul put it, having done all things to stand, therefore stand. This kind of impurity ruins the souls of children and our young people. Everything has become permissible. We live in that kind of society. God knows I feel sorry for your children coming up, especially you very strong Christians, because you have just a few years to raise them, to train them, to guide them. But to keep them pure is something else. One thinks, for instance, of how homosexual acts have been legalized in our culture. It has done terrific harm to the purity of the young. Something in the conscience of man has been killed, because now what we think is, well, it's the way it is. And so therefore, but even though these sexual things have been going on for thousands of years, does not give us the right to perpetrate it. In the end, lust leads to murder. Just think of the limitless number of abortions that have taken place since it became legal. People say, oh, don't worry. All we have to do is scrape and kill. Flush and throw in the trash human life, even to the point that our president of this country today affirms it on a massive scale, and no one seems to care. And think of the mental agony that many young girls and women suffer who are guilty of killing that child in the womb. There has to be. I don't care. Honey, it don't bother me. It wasn't, you know, it was real. It was moving in you. See, when we eat a tuna sandwich and that thing goes in our stomach, it ain't moving in us. If the tuna sandwich was moving, we'd have them cut our stomach open and say, what is that? Get it out of me. But when a baby is moving in you and you scrape it out and kill it, the number of mental breakdowns, the result, are incalculable, because people cannot deal with what they've done. Jesus says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, it's not the impure. I have to think about this because, see, this verse is in John. I'm saying what? Come on, PJ. Come on, but I've been fighting this battle a long time. Come on, get on their case. Ease up. Give me a little slack. You know, those of you that are up in age, you know, it's kind of easy for us. Well, yeah, I've been there and I've done that. So, you know, I got a right to kind of like fall prey of stuff like that. No, you don't. Christ wants us to continuously be pure in every way. Jesus is the only answer to all of this. And we've got to just readily testify to his way in a world that has grown tremendously dark, tremendously dark. And lights are going out more and more and more. When a person gratifies sexual impulses on their own body for no other purpose for that, they are harming their soul, which is made in the very image of God. It is a declaration to employ something destined for a sublime end in a manner contrary to that very destiny. I like the way that one writer puts it. In the same way, that royalty would be debased by being enslaved, so man debases his noble destiny as an image of God when he abuses his own body with any kind of things. Man, these are hard, cold words, but they're words that we need to listen to today. We need to pay attention. What is purity? I'll tell you what purity is. Purity is a divine attitude that comes basically from the mind and the will of God. And purity is that part of God that gives us satisfaction where God has led us. And when I want you to hear what I'm trying to say. When we become weary and well-doing, when we figure that, well, I don't think there's anything worthy left, well, then we have succumbed to the evil one. And I don't think that God wants us to do that. He not only wants us to be aware that we are under obligation to him, but that we are to constantly focus on what it means to be pure before God. Will you bow with me before the new year comes and say, Lord, help me to be rid of thoughts that take me away from you, vile things that plays with the enemy, toys with devils, to rid my mind from being captivated by the world and all that it offers for me. Why? Because I go by the name Christian. Simply put, I am to be Christ-like. Will you agree with me? I would hope so. And we start by asking God to forgive us. Father, forgive me. I knew what I was doing. Father, guide me to live in such a way that my life manifests you. Help me, Lord, when I become weary of well doing. Help me when my mind drifts, when my speech is polluted. Help me when I'm taken captive by an idea that for so long has not been a part of me. Even help me, Lord, as I grow older, to know that living the pure life is the life that you have for me. And then, for many of you that are older like myself, pray for our young people. God bless them. There is so much out there tearing against them. And if they don't hear messages like this, they're going to fall into the grasp of impurity. Oh God, help us to live the pure, pure Christian life. Thank you. Hopefully, we will have a New Year's Eve webcast, the last webcast of the year 2009. And then on New Year's Day, the first webcast of the year 2010. If the Lord is willing that we come into that. Pastor John speaking to you from Los Angeles, California on this December 30th, 2009, on a rainy day in Southern California. But it looks like the rain is about over at 11:16 a.m. in the morning. God bless you. Stay in the Word.